and our regular Friday guest, NPR News analyst Juan Williams, is back with us again. Juan, is this turmoil over Judge Mukasey, is that something that is having wider political impact beyond Washington?
Well, no, I don't think many people know who the judge is. But here's the thing, Alex, that the political implication has to do with the standing of the U.S. Congress, and in specific, the Democrats who are now in control. There are lots of Americans who give Congress very low ratings, and the reason is they don't think the Democrats have had the spine to stand up to President Bush on the war in Iraq and also on civil liberties and, of course, then on issues such as torture, which is exactly what Mukasey is hung up about.
Yeah, there's this new USA Today Gallup poll this week has 72% of Americans dissatisfied with how things are. And there was a piece at Politico.com headlined, "The Angry Voters, Bad News for Dems." A lot of angry people.
Here's the thing. If you go back historically, that sets the table for tremendous upheaval. So that would signal that the Republicans are the ones in terms of the White House that would be in trouble. And it would signal in terms of the control of the Congress that people are looking for Democrats or somebody who can come in there and say, I'm a change agent. I'm going to bring change to the U.S. government.
Well, there are a whole bunch of people running for president on the Democratic side saying exactly that. I'm an agent of change. There was this big debate this week, Tuesday, and Hillary Clinton was supposed to be the target of a number of toughened attacks from her fellow Democrats. How do you think that came out?
You know, my thinking of it is almost like a prize fight, Alex. I think that Hillary Clinton's still standing. The champ still has the belt, but she took a few good punches. I mean, they jabbed at her constantly about how she's going to deal with Iraq and whether or not her vote saying that the Revolutionary Guard in Iran is a terrorist organization is really a free ticket for President Bush then to start war in Iran. But the one that has really stayed and the one that has continued to gain attention in the media and especially among the political strategists in Washington has to do with her response to a question about giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants in New York under Governor Spitzer. She seemed to give an answer that was saying, yes, I understand what the governor is doing, but no, I wouldn't do it. And then later her campaign tried to clean it up by saying, yes, she is in favor of such a program. That served Senator Obama and served former Senator Edwards, who say, you know what, Hillary Clinton is not coming clean with you. She's not saying exactly who she is. And actually, Republicans have jumped in on this and said, you know what, this is a woman who's trying to hide the fact that she's a liberal. She's not the centrist that she's portraying herself to be for the general election.
Your political conversation of the week, Juan?
Well, Alex, it comes right out of the debates because afterwards there was a question as to whether or not there's going to be a swift voting of Hillary Clinton. And swift voting, of course, I'm referring to what happened to John Kerry in the 2004 election when there were questions about his military service and the like. In the case of Hillary Clinton, if you decide to take it to the next level and get personal and start to raise questions about her husband, about Whitewater, about all sorts of issues that have been in Hillary Clinton's past, are you simply softening her up for Republicans down the road? But if you don't, are you not really running the strongest campaign to produce the strongest candidate for the Democrats going forward? So it looks right now that people are reluctant to do it, but that is the strain inside the Democratic Party campaigns at this moment. And my sense is that there's a reluctance to be the first one to stick the knife in that way, because it's likely the person who sticks the knife in is not the one who's going to benefit. It's the second person who would be there after the dead bodies have been removed.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, a bloody Friday. Juan, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.